理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 6. Packing.
After a number of problems regarding the purchase of bath towels had been settled, Mr. White, a businessman from Austria, put forward the subject of packing with Mr. Fang, the marketing manager of North Knitting Import and Export Company.
What's your conditions then, Mr. Fang, as far as packing is concerned?
Well, as you know, we have definite ways of packing towels for sea shipment. As a rule, we use polythene wrapper for each article, all ready for shelf selling.
Good. A wrapping that appeals to the consumers will certainly help push sales. With keen competition from similar towel producers, the merchandise must not only be of nice quality, but also look attractive.
Right, are you? We will see to it that the towels appeal to the eye as well as to the purse.
What about the outer packing?
We'll pack them 6 towels each with a different color in the box, 10 boxes in a carton.
Cartons?
Yes, corrugated cardboard boxes.
Can you use wooden cases instead?
Why wooden cases?
I'm afraid the cardboard boxes are not strong enough for sea transportation.
The cartons are comparatively light and therefore easy to handle. They won't be stowed with other heavy cargoes. Besides, we'll reinforce the cartons with eye straps. Towels are not fragile goods, as you know. They can stand a lot of jolting.
Maybe you're right, but the goods are to be transshipped at Hong Kong if the cartons are moved about on an open wharf. Dampness or rain may get into them.That would make the towers spotted or ruined.
No need to worry about that. The cartons are lined with waterproof plastic sheets. And as the cartons are made of cardboard, they shall be handled with care.
Well, I don't want to take any chances. Besides, cartons are easy to cut open, and this increases the risk of pilferage.
Tampering with cartons is easily detected.I should say that this rather discourages pilferage.
Maybe so, but I'm quite concerned that, in case of damage or pilferage, the insurance company will refuse compensation on the ground of improper packing or packing unsuitable for sea voyage.
But cartons are quite seaworthy, Mr. White. They are just extensively used in our shipments to continental ports. There are never any complaints from our clients.And such packing has also been approved by our insurance company for WPA and TPND coverage.
If you could guarantee compensation in case the insurance company declined to honor a claim for faulty packing, we'd be quite willing to accept cartons.
I'm sorry, but we cannot take on any responsibility that is beyond our functions and powers.We'll make sure that the packing is seaworthy. While we cannot commit ourselves to being held responsible for every kind of mishap.
I understand your position. Perhaps I'm demanding too much.
We will use wooden cases if you insist anyway, but the charge for that kind of packing will be considerably higher. And it also slows down delivery.
Well, I will cable home immediately for the final confirmation on the matter.
Please do. I'll be waiting for your soonest reply.
I should call you up tomorrow. Goodbye, Mr. Fang.
Goodbye, Mr. White.
Good morning, Mr. Boris. Welcome to China.
Good morning, Mr. Jiang. I'm a regular visitor. Please don't stand on ceremony.
Take a seat, please. I'm told that you would like to know something about the packing of our toys. Is that right?
Yes, the main purpose of my visit today is to see the samples of the packing. You know, many foreigners have great respect for the quality of China's products. You can compete successfully in the world market in a good many commodities. But you lose out to others just because you fail to pack the goods properly.
so I'm quite concerned about your packing of toys.
Oh, we have made great improvements in our packing. You needn't worry about that.
Is that true? Some years ago, we bought some garments from a Shanghai import-export company, but most of the cartons were broken and damaged. We had to repack the goods, and this made us a great loss.
I think that's something unusual. Packing affects the reputation of our products, so we pay close attention to it.
Right. It also has a close bearing on our sales.
Now, let's have a look at our packing. I think you will find it beautiful and quite well done.
I hope so. A well-designed package helps sell the goods. The buyer will probably be very much influenced by the package. Okay, let's get down to business. How would you pack this batch of toys we have ordered?
We usually use boxes for toys. Please look here. This is sample packing.
We are satisfied with the design, but we hope you could make some improvement in the color. Children like rich and fresh colors, you know.
Right, we'll do our best to suit children's taste. Of course, your specific ideas of how to improve the packing would be appreciated.
Fine. Here is our suggestion for the packing. Would you give it to the manufacturer for reference?
All right, I believe our new packing will meet your demand.
Good. Now, what about the outer packing?
We plan to use cardboard boxes with double iron straps for reinforcement.
Are you sure that such packing is suitable for transport by sea?
You may rest assured of that.
Oh, one more thing to mention. Please don't forget to stencil, handle with care, and any other relative marks on the cartons.
All right.